This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I wouldn't believe it. I would not believe it if I didn't see it. But apparently, KFC has given parents college tuition money, $11,000. Why? Because they named their child Colonel Sanders. First, who would name their child Colonel Sanders? And second, was this even a contest? But apparently, the baby Harland was born September 9th, and KFC has offered to give her $11,000 for tuition. Okay, I'm doing this wrong. Is it just me? I am really doing this wrong. Because I mean, my kids, I named them Stone and Brock. I love my kids. I mean, they're really good boys. But, I mean, they aren't really making me any money. And yeah, I am a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think Kentucky Fried Chicken, the profits went up. Yeah, people are, people like the finger licking good. So, yeah, they say, we were half expecting a small white suit, tiny bow tie, and miniature black rim glasses. But to be honest, the baby who won the Harland Sanders naming contest looks super cute in her satin hair bow and floral dress. And KFC, I guess, is giving them money. It's apparently their sagging popularity of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so a family to have a child on the Colonel's birthday and then have a name, I guess, I don't know, Harland Rose. I still don't see why it's called Colonel Sanders. Anyway, she receives 11 grand. She was 8 pounds, 1 ounces. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't know. But that's why, like I said, I don't believe it. I think we really need to be honest about what we should use our kids for, okay? This is probably going to be the most political segment or most popular, but our children in the old days used to be very productive, okay? You would have kids, and you would have kids, one, because it wasn't birth control, but, you know, another reason is because it was something you did. Your wealth and your longevity, it's our evolutionary advantage to have lots of kids. And then the more kids you have, the more in your pack, the more that can help find food and bring it back to your den. And instead, I'm just noticing, here we are in the year 2018, going into 2019, our kids just don't get it. I mean, I knew at a very early age that I was supposed to help the family and, you know, there were duties I had, duties, commitments. Because I was born to this family, there's no choice. These are things you're going to do, all right? You're going to go to college, you're going to make some income, you're going to, you know, be better off than our predecessors were, you're going to help the family, you're going to whatever, these are just things you had to do. And now kids are different. Kids are, well, you know, I'm a victim of, you know, society. You know, my parents got this. I remember waking up going, Mom, what could I do to help? And I love my boys. It's just not something I've trained them to do. This is my fault. I didn't train them to get up and go, okay, Mom, what do you need? I'm ready for work. What do you need done? Do you need this clean? Do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? I never trained my kids to do that. I felt so guilty going to school and not being around for them that, I mean, when they wake up, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, do you need me to warm up the shower? You know, I have the potty all cleaned. Go potty. You know, do you need back rub? Tushy scratched. What do you need? You know, mommy here. Oh, you hungry? Oh, I get your food because you're hungry. It's completely opposite. Mommy is there to serve them. Now, luckily, they're not very spoiled, okay? Because, you know, I did open up a can of whoop-butt, right? And when I thought they were starting to get spoiled, I wanted to stop that in its tracks. And so they're really, really good with that. But the idea of, okay, we need to contribute, we need to build. Maybe one reason is you used to have a family business. Yeah, I mean, my father, you know, he fixed appliances. He had a store once or twice in his lifetime, if he could afford it, and when he couldn't, he sold it. But we never really wanted to be a part of the family business, and they didn't push it. They were like, go to college, be the first in the family to go to college. If you go to college, you can get a good job, and you don't have to work as hard as we do. And so, you know, you do work hard, you do. Whether you have a college degree or not, you still work hard. But I get what they were saying. You know, and then, okay, you don't have to, you know, but maybe we could, but I remember my family did want to work together on something. And, you know, I've brought that up to our family. It goes, there's something we could do as a family. The funny thing is the kids want to. You know, something that the wax can build. Is there an empire that the wax can build? I don't know. We have a cat empire. We have a lot of cats and dogs. You know, there's a big pile of poo-poo in the kitty box. That's about all we've really built in our house. But, you know, if I could give you guys any advice, the moral to this is, you know, I think our kids do want to help. I think our kids want to look like they are a part of a team and not just the kids. And because we've treated them as just the kids, they'll then dominate that role. And maybe we need to let them partner with us on certain things. You can still be a parent. You can still yell at them. You can still rip them a new one if you have to. You know, you're their parent. But let them partner with you on certain things. And it's amazing how sometimes they'll mature into that role, and they'll be engaged, and they'll be more productive, and they'll learn why it takes teamwork. Because they see what happens when they do work. They'll see why there's more fruits to the labor when they're a part of it. And I tell the kids, I go, look, if you want the kitchen looking good, we're going to need an extra set of hands. Yelling at mommy isn't going to make it happen. So, just an idea there. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins hands have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Fix your radios, people. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jonathan writes, is it just me or are some hospitals built like hotels? They're beautiful and from my construction experience, he writes, upgraded with no attention to cost. Crown molding, granite countertops, talk about waste of money. So he, I think, was alluding to us talking about the Medicare for All that has all of a sudden popped up again, like days before the next midterm election. Now we're talking about Medicare for All. I got to tell you, it's never a dull moment. You know, there's, I'm not going to go into all the political issues right now, but we talked about Medicare for All, and as a soundbite, or as a campaign podium piece. It sounds beautiful. Medicare for all. Yeah. Woohoo. All for one, one for all. Let's give Medicare to everybody. Realistically, no. We don't see it working. There are some downsides to it. First of all, we are too spoiled to accept a downgrade in the medications we could use, in the hospitals we could go and visit, with, you know, the doctors we could choose. People want to go to their doctor. And if their doctor doesn't take Medicare, and there's only a select amount of doctors that do, and a select amount of clinics that do, they're going to have longer wait lines. They're going to have shorter office visits. They're going to have to take the generic. And when we run out of money, or we have to appropriate more money, and say, you know what, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut mammograms. We're going to cut, prostate checks. Now, you know, somebody had recommended, well, then fine. Let the government do Medicare for all, but we have a second system that people could pay for on their own. All right, but, you know, if people are paying a lot of tax dollars, I don't really see there being a very robust second industry that people are going to be able to go to very easily. You know, let me tell you guys something. You know, I was offered to join practices that were cash-only concierge type. Whether it was MDVIP or I forget all the different names, where you charge a patient $1,500, the company keeps $500 of it or something, and when you charge a patient $1,500, you give them VIP treatment, which to me, I didn't really kind of like, because I like to give everybody VIP treatment. I mean, I don't want to rush with somebody because they didn't pay the money. You know, but I get, you get what you pay for. I get it's a service. So for me, it didn't work. I didn't want to do that. And I didn't have patients, even wealthy ones, who really wanted to shell out the extra $1,500. One is they were already getting the milk for free. You know, I mean, if I had to spend time or I had to call them at home, you know, or I, you know, stop by the hospital, I bet I did that anyway. So why all of a sudden are they going to pay for that? And number two is, in order for it to really, really work, a doctor has to completely secede from his practice and go to a practice where I'm just going to see a select few. Well, you have to hope that you have enough patients that buy into that. If not, you won't be able to make enough money. So let's say you get, you know, 30 new patients a month. That could be $30,000 a month. That's a lot of money. But then, now, if you have 30 new patients a month, now you're going to start getting too many patients. So the business model could work if you have a lot of self-control, if you're not really worried about making money. And so for some people it works. It didn't take off as much as I thought it would. Now, retiring doctors who are just trying to make some extra money on the side, maybe that could work for them. But I don't think we're going to have enough of them to be there for you if you don't like the Medicare for all. Now, let's go back, though, to what Jonathan is talking about. Some hospitals are built like hotels. It's funny he says that because I didn't realize, I've been noticing that some of these facilities are exquisite. I mean, considering all the different places I had to train at and rotate through, walls with chipped paint, blood on the floor, tile coming up. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, places were pretty crappy. I live, though, in a newer part of the country. Not a newer part of the country, but, you know, my city, as it grew, we had newer hospitals. So we have hospitals that are under 20 years old, and, oh, they are fine. They are beautiful. But that's what people want. Hospitals are not able to rely on the government dime or insurance now. And they need volume. And hospitals have to attract people. if it looks like something that's 100 years old, where, you know, ceilings are, you know, the olden days when you built a, you know, when you built a building, the ceiling was, you know, pretty short, you know, maybe at the 8-foot mark. You know, people were shorter, and why have high vaulted ceilings? Now, oh no. The newer the building, you have these huge ceilings, which means you have to have more air conditioning. And, you know, it's beautiful. You have more room. You don't feel enclosed in. It's really nice for a hospital. But the problem is it looks like they spend a lot of money. They spend a lot of money on the real estate. You know, a hospital's not going to want to, you know, be in an area where there's a lot of graffiti and violence and things like that. You know, if they want to attract patients that have quote-unquote good insurance or cash patients that can pay a $10,000 bill or $15,000 bill, they're going to pick real estate that, you know, can, you know, cater to that part of the population. So some of these hospitals are very fancy-schmancy, really are. So no wonder patients go, well, who's paying for this? Now, when you're a patient, and it's really nice, and the staff is always there, there's always staff, you like it. You see the difference. A hospital that's understaffed versus a hospital that's staffed nicely, you see the difference as a patient. But is it worth the extra thousands of dollars? So people need to realize that, you know, if they're going to be spoiled and they want things a certain way, then it's going to cost. I mean, in the olden days, you know, hospital care was really, really expensive. And so you took what you could get. The bed was a little cot. You were next to a bunch of other patients. They tried to keep women in one area, men in the other. But none of these private rooms, one nurse to three patients, it wasn't like that. You know, you were in a warehouse sort of, you know, big room, big, you know, and maybe there was some, you could maybe have some curtains, you know, giving you some privacy, but you could hear everything in the next, you know, area. That didn't cost as much. But no, we want our own bathroom. There are private bathrooms. You have a private room with your own private bathroom. Now that is fantastic. It is fantastic to help minimize spread of communicable disease. I think that's great to have your own private bathroom, but that's expensive. That costs a lot of money. So should the hospital stop spending money? Should they, in order to bring costs down, you have less plumbing, have less square footage, have less decor, have less ventilation systems, if a hospital exists now and we go to a Medicare for all, hospitals are going to close down. Are you guys okay with that? You know, we built the system. It's not a perfect system. Our system is really messed up. We already know of hospitals closing. But jumping, doing this knee-jerk reflex, you know what, just let the government take over. The government will fix it. See, what people are saying is, well, the government came in and they made Medicare, so that worked. Yeah, Medicare works. It's not perfect. It did work. We will come up with something, but it's not going to be ideal. And is anybody covered in the news where you say, well, look, I want a mammogram, and they say no to you? And then finally you get your mammogram 6 months later or a year later, and then you're told your breast cancer is a stage 3 instead of a 2. Are we going to be hearing those stories? No, we're not. So, I'm a little nervous about change, especially something that huge. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
USA Radio News.
Funerals continue today in Pittsburgh as the entire city continues to mourn over 11 people who were gunned down in a synagogue on Saturday. The president and first lady paid their respects on Tuesday, and now we're starting to hear from some of the folks who survived the attack, including Barry Werber, who joined CBS News to talk about his experience.
I hear a series of shots, and by that time I knew they were gunshots. And then a pause. And then another series of shots and a pause. I'm trying to talk to 911. Person walks in and the door shuts, but I had a long enough time to see that he had a jacket, shirt, pants, and a long gun.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, and President Trump today doubled down on his pledge to end birthright citizenship, asserting that it will be ended one way or another in a tweet, and that migrant caravan that's in Mexico and heading towards the United States is over 900 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
pretty. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is an interesting study. If you give up pot for a month, you will already see benefits. Now, that makes me wonder, how long are you smoking to the point where you actually have to go off for a whole month? But there's a study out of the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry where they found that adolescents aged 16 to 25 who abstained from marijuana for 30 days performed better on memory and cognitive function tests than those who continued to smoke. So this study bolsters claims, according to U.S. News, that marijuana impacts learning and cognition in teens and young adults. According to a 2017 data, from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, more than 12% of teens aged 12 to 17 reported using marijuana the past year. Nearly 35% of 18 to 25-year-olds reported the same. Are you kidding me? An eighth of all kids are smoking dope. And that's who reported it. How many kids are not being very honest about that? And a third of 18 to 25-year-olds smoking dope. And I know some of you guys don't like my terminology for that. But, you know, it is dope. I mean, listen, I am a fan of medical marijuana being used and studied and us figuring out how to utilize marijuana. And if somebody decides to go and have a joint at night in their home to relax so they don't have to, you know, drink a bottle of wine or need a Xanax, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with a third of our, you know, college students smoking pot. I'm not a fan of people on the highway driving the way they're driving under the influence. I don't like the idea that marijuana is so addictive that you need to go stronger and stronger. So I have a problem with that. And I don't like the fact that you have young minds that, I mean, I would give anything to be young again. I would love, I mean, oh my gosh, if I could have my mind in a young body. I'd still be a hoochie mama, I know, but still. If I knew back then what I knew now, oh my gosh, I could be a superhero. And you see these young minds just blowing neurons away, smoking marijuana. I just, youth is wasted on the young. I know. So they say the first is that adolescents learn better when they're not using cannabis. The second is that at least some of the deficits associated with cannabis are not permanent and can rebound once we stop the cannabis use. So researchers looked at 88 Boston area teens and young adults who reported using pot at least once a week. And they offered 62 of them money to quit for a month. The participants were subjected to regular drug tests to ensure that they were indeed laying off the weed. 55 of the 62 who were asked to abstain actually did it, was able to do it. Now, to me, that's a good sign that you could use money as an incentive and they weren't addicted enough to not smoke it. That's pretty good. But still, what is that, 80-some percent? The other couldn't. Despite money, they were like, to hell with it, I need to smoke. Tests show that the participants' ability to pay attention wasn't impacted by either their drug use or abstention. On the other hand, the participants who stopped using marijuana saw moderate increases in memory function as quickly as a week. So, Dr. Schuster and her colleagues are planning to conduct a longer-term study investigating whether a six-month break in pot use impacts teens' grades. This is so stupid. We just legalized marijuana. And now we're trying to figure out how to get kids off so we can help their grades. Now, I know their grades weren't that good before the marijuana, but people were smoking it, you know, illegally. You know, even though it's not federally legal, people right now, they're like, okay, it's pot. What are you going to do? It's legal in some states and not legal in another. What are you going to do? So I believe over the past few years, we have seen a huge increase. But I'm worried there's going to be a study that if you smoke pot, but then right before a test, you vape, and that nicotine kick helps you with your test. I'm wondering if you have a lot of people with ADD or just, you know, benefiting from a nicotine kick for their studies. We may actually see these reports going, gosh, school grades are improving. Well, why? That's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that excessively high BMI, if you're really obese, increases your risk of death. We know that. Duh. But low BMI also linked to death. If you're too skinny, you are at risk of early death. This is a study published in The Lancet, Diabetes and Endocrinology, conducted by scientists at London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Krishnan Bhaskaran, lead author of the study and associate professor of statistical epidemiology, noted that his team found, quote, important associations between BMI and most causes of death. So BMI is your body mass index. And there is an association. We hate using BMI in medicine because we're like, well, you know, you got these football player types that are going to have bigger BMIs than, you know, the kicker. You know, so if you have your lineman versus your kicker, you know, we're using BMI as a as an indicator of health. You know, that's not the most, you know, not the most accurate, you know, way to examine if somebody's obese or not. However, this is interesting that if you're very, very skinny. And we, there was a study a few years ago where they looked at older individuals and they said skinny elderly patients died sooner than obese elderly patients. And so you're thinking, well, wait a second, or elderly people. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense because obesity is supposed to hurt you. Well, maybe there is some protective effect. Maybe when you're skinny, not having that extra fat, we don't know. So the study authors say that if you maintain your BMI in the range of 21 to 25, that's linked to the lowest level of morbidity. But outside this range, there's a J-shaped association for all causes of death. Cancer, liver disease, respiratory disease, even heart disease. So they looked at 3.6 million people. And 367,000 of them died, showing, and they show that obesity, if you were over BMI of 30, boom, heart disease and cancer. BMI higher than 25, the upper end of healthy, is linked to a lot of cancers, cardiovascular disease, etc. But underweight was linked to dementia, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, heart disease as well, and suicide. Now, there are limitations. You know, I mean, how much physical activity did they do? You know, was the BMI because of fat? Or was it just overall they're big people and are bigger people, you know, more inclined to heart disease because of genetics? But being super skinny may not be the healthiest thing. Now, I've seen people in shape and they look fantastic. But I have to admit, some of these vicious cancers that would afflict my patient. I would have patients come in, new patients, say, look, I never get sick. They're in great shape. They're slim. And it's not like a cancer slim, meaning they lost all this weight because they had cancer. They were always in shape. They were always slim. Boom. First time I meet them, they come in with something and I diagnose cancer. And I never understood why I picked up so much cancer in skinny people. Maybe there is a protective element to fat. I mean, it's not something we want to, you know, stamp, rubber stamp and say, yeah, that's a recommendation. But I think there's a just right. I think there's a healthy amount of body fat. We know kids need that in order to grow and, you know, get some curves and go through puberty. We just need to find what the healthy amount of fat is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Fox News is reporting that a Utah insurer is going to send patients to Mexico for cheap prescription drugs. The Farmacia. They say a Utah insurer is looking at a controversial solution to an increasingly American problem. They say sending patients across the border to Mexico to get cheaper prescription drugs. KUTV reported the, quote, pharmacy tourism through PEHP Health and Benefits It provides insurance to 170,000 of Utah's public employees. Utah. And they're going to send patients to San Diego and then drive them across the border to Tijuana to get the drugs. I'm not making this up. I'm reading this from Fox News. Utah residents who actually make the trip will get a $500 cash back incentive. So far, 100 people are eligible for the program. Chet Loftus, managing director of PEHP, told KUTV, "We're trying to be part of the solution in healthcare." KUTV reported that the drugs cost insurers roughly half the American price when purchased south of the border. They say it's cheaper for us to pay for the drug down there. So send them down there and then give them $500 than it is for us to do it here. They're saying it is cheaper to send an American down to Mexico and buy the drug in a pharmacia, and then bring them back and pay them extra $500. That's still cheaper than paying for the drug in America. Something's wrong with that. Representative Norm Thurston, Republican in Provo, sponsored the Health Insurance Right to Shop bill. He's a big supporter of the PEHP plan. Why wouldn't we pay $300 to go to San Diego, drive across to Mexico, save the system tens of thousands of dollars? If it can be done safely, we should be all over that, he says. He said the plan allows the residents of his state to save money. We're paying more for drugs in the U.S. than they are in other countries. Now, that's something that has been very difficult to explain and argue. Why is our Zithromax or our Cipro or our Xanax or our Tramadol that much more expensive than in Mexico? And I tried to explain to everybody the system, which is a real cluster, where, well, insurance companies are the ones that reimburse, and insurance companies don't reimburse on everybody. So maybe two or three out of every five claims you may not get paid, or you may not get paid what you put into it. So you have to hope that if you do get paid, you get paid more than what you, you know, need to cover costs. So if you get more than what you need, then that could cover the losses. So you charge extra. I know it sounds ridiculous. But I told you guys what happened. I bought the flu shot. The flu shot did cost a pretty penny. Medicare paid 13 cents or 23 cents for the shot. Well, my shot cost a hell of a lot more than that, at least 100 times more than that. So cash price for the shot is $25. $25 was more than what the shot cost, but you're hoping that you get the profit, because if you give the shot to Medicare patients and Medicare is barely paying you for it or paying you hardly anything at all, you cover your loss. This is why this is such a cluster. And that's why, ideally, I would like insurance out of it. You just pay. If you want the drug, the pharmaceutical company markets to you. If it's too expensive, you don't buy the drug. If the pharmaceutical company wants you to buy it, law of supply and demand, they need to lower the price. If they have more supply than there is demand, they lower the price. If there's more demand than there is supply, they raise the price. That's how that works. But no, you have an insurance company who'll say, no, I'll pay $150 for that. Oh, okay. Well, then they charge more, and then the cash price is more. Now, somebody would say, well, then why is the insurance company paying so much? I don't know why insurance companies pay a lot on one thing and not a lot on another. I don't get that. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason. They'll reimburse something. Like, I would do skin biopsies. Skin biopsies, they would pay me maybe $60. And when you only make $60 on a skin biopsy, And it takes a lot of supply. You know, it takes you having an assistant. It takes you, you know, handling, processing, then seeing the patient back for free for stitches being removed. There were a lot of doctors that go, you know, we'll just send you to dermatology. It's not worth it. I lose money doing skin biopsies. I'll just send you to a dermatologist because I have too many patients to cancel and clear so I could do a procedure. And that's what we started to notice. And it's horrible because I love procedures. But if you did a procedure, you were making less than just seeing multiple patients for their high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. So it ended up costing the system more because you were referring to a dermatologist when it was something you could do in your own office. So there's not a lot of rhyme or reason why insurances pay what they pay. But if we go to a cash system where, all right, you see a doctor, you pay $25. And it's a 10, 15-minute visit. If you have a procedure done, you pay this amount, and it covers this whole cost. You know it, the price up front. You don't get to walk in, have the procedure done, and say, oh, yeah, somebody will pay you later or bill me. No, you pay up front. You can deal with your insurance and get reimbursed and do all that other stuff later. I think that's going to drive down costs, but no, nobody listens to me. We have a fourth caravan now that has left El Salvador. Fourth caravan coming to join other groups of immigrants that are trekking through Mexico on their way to the U.S. So it must have been a typo last week being told that there was 14,000 coming. Now we're being told that the largest of the caravans is 4,000. I just think these media people, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So we have one 4,000 in number. A second, trailing 250 miles behind, is 1,000. And now we have 2,000 leaving El Salvador. So we're looking at a total of 7,000 people. U.S. Border Patrol this week warned Texas landowners along the southern border to get ready for the arrival of, quote, armed civilians. They say the head of the Texas Minutemen Militia said he already has members at three points of the state's border with Mexico, up to 100 more expected to arrive in the coming days. Now, it's interesting because we're being told a lot of these migrants, they don't have access to the news. So they have no idea that there's armed guards, that they're going to be stopped. Now, some reporters are telling them, you know, you may not be let in. Trump may not let you in. You may not, you know, and some are like, oh, well, we're going to ask Trump to let us in. I don't really see, you know, you having the ability to one-on-one talk to President Trump. But there's a lot of people thinking, you know what, this could work. There's a bunch of us in numbers. What are they going to do with all of us? We're going to be there. They're going to have to help us. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what America does. Now, Donald Trump has promised to send thousands of troops. We were first told 5,000. Now we're being told maybe 7,000 to help secure the border. Police in San Salvador estimated that two groups leaving the capital numbered around 1,000 each. One cohort around dawn, another later that morning. Some of these groups have already had little mini elections to put people in charge. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, we'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.